I'm recording. I ate my gumbo. Give me a sound check, yo.
Very good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, Jason.
That's good. That's real good. All right. Here's my name. Check my levels. Glorious Hedgehog Massage. Nope, that's bad. Glorious Hedgehog Massage. Yeah, that'll work. All right. I should be more prepared. The show started and I'm not even ready. Where's the music?
Here we go. Hitting the ground running.
Hitting the ground. Is it going to show me an ad first? It's going to show me an ad first. Talk real loud so no one can hear the ad for the next 2 seconds.
Hey, there's no ads here. We don't have any interference. It's just the beginning of the show.
It's the beginning of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Just Be Cousins. I know you've probably had a hard day. A lot of tension, a lot of friction, a lot of chafing. We're talking contact dermatitis. Just relax, because Joseph Aloe Vera Neal and Jason Vaseline Mark are here to massage your crevices, to get deep into your pits and rub you. I mean that metaphorically. I mean that orally. Orally AU. AU is Latin for gold.
Yeah.
3 days I spent writing that, I couldn't even get it right.
It was worth your effort.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I'm cracking open the notes to see what I have to talk about, and I got fucking nothing here.
I'm going to crack open the notes as well. What did I put in there? I can't even remember what the notes say. It says, you know, Joe, you told me in a text message today that you had nothing to talk about, and I can't describe to you how thrilled I was to hear that, because I feel in my heart of hearts and my soul of souls, in my heart of souls, that when we have nothing to talk about, that's when we are at our best.
I think maybe it works because this is a huge milestone today.
It is.
That we're crossing. Milestone? And here, just take that Reutsop down just a notch, and maybe I'll try to explain.
I'm at the bottom notch. Maybe there's a way I can do it another way.
No, never mind. I dig it now. Here we go.
I'll get there eventually. We just got to listen to it, because I am a terrible engineer.
No. You're doing great. You've been doing great for how many... Here, give me the real count. How many episodes do we...
10,000.
Just straight up 10,000. It's not like 9,982, something like that.
Nope, straight up exactly 10,000 on the dot. And I went to the International Federation of Podcast Measurements, and they say that a podcast when it hits a certain minute and second count, and they wouldn't tell me what that minute and second count was, which is weird because they said, however, based on your minute and second count, you done exactly 9,984 episodes, and if your next podcast lasts a certain length, that will be 10,000 on the dot. I said, what's that length? And they said, well, we'll tell you when you're done. And I said, do we even have a chance? And they're like, yeah, you got a chance. You guys usually have a certain length, and if you hit that length, you'll probably be in the 10,000 range.
Wow. Well, I found out something interesting. There is, thousands of episodes that we've recorded, but I was looking into how many episodes have been listened to.
Yeah.
And if someone listens to this episode, that will be episode 10.
That's right.
10.
Yeah.
I know that we have several thousand, but the evidence suggests that 9 episodes have been listened to, and if anybody listens to this one, that will be 10, count of 10 episodes.
I guess, honestly, though, I just feel like saying that we're on episode 4 or episode 8, it just screams to the audience, we're new at this, and we don't know what we're doing, so stick with us. And the more I think of it, the more I realize that just listening to the podcast, never mind the number of people will get that impression anyway. These jerks don't have any idea what the fuck they're doing. So why am I worried about the number? You know what? From now on, we're going with the real number. This is episode 10. I'm proud of it. Episode 10.
Yeah. Well, that's really the milestone. This is potentially the 10th episode that will have been listened to by another human being.
And it is a milestone, isn't it? Lots of things, you know, when you hit 10, that's like, oh, you, hey, 10. It's not 9, you know. 10 is so important that the joke is 11. 11 is the joke, right? From Spinal Tap. Please go to 11. Well, that's a joke because of the importance of 10. The joke is not, oh, these go to 8 because 7 is awesome. The joke is, god damn these ads. I'll tell you what, I'm so tired of being a cheapskate and using YouTube. I should just record the Roy Sop. Where was I? Yeah, anyway, the joke works because...
Because of Spinal Tap, I get it. We're going to crank it up to 11 next week, and that'll be it. Maybe our theme will be Spinal Tap. And to make it easy on us, we'll just hit the audio of the movie Spinal Tap and have it play, because that will be of higher quality from a comedic sense than anything that we might come up with. So people might just enjoy that better. That will be episode 11. Just the audio from Spinal Tap.
A great podcast would be all you do is play a random hour from a random movie. That's it. Welcome to the Random Movie Hour podcast. Tonight, I don't know. I'm going to hit play and walk away. I'll be back in 60 minutes. Enjoy. You know, then it's like, get into the chopper. I don't know. That would just be awesome. That'd be great. I'd listen to that one.
Well, we need to consider these things again, and that's so our podcast can be listenable and enjoyable, entertaining.
Yeah.
So what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a drink that I have decided to call the Caspio.
Go ahead.
So, as you know, a vodka, amaretto, and grapefruit juice is a bocce ball, right? You knew this. I know you knew this because you Googled it the same way I did. And I'm drinking amaretto and grapefruit juice without the vodka. So I thought, well, I should name this drink. And I thought, well, what would be bocce ball without vodka? What would be bocce ball without Russians? And I'm thinking, well, who is trying to get rid of every Russian thing in their country they can? Well, the Ukraine. Actually, it's not the Ukraine. It's just Ukraine. Ukraine are trying to rid themselves of all Soviet stains from their past. So I thought, okay, I'll go find Ukrainian bocce ball. And I found a company whose Ukraine branch had a team building exercise at a bocce ball place or thing, event, and their photos were on Instagram, and the name of the company is Caspio. So there you go. This is a Caspio.
Wow.
I know. Well, I can get more boring.
You put a lot of effort into that drink title. I commend you, sir.
After the Caspio, I'm going to drink a sake, and after that, I'm going to have a golden ale from Hawaii.
Ooh. Man, you bring some good drinks to this situation. I'm going to get real creative and call my drink a coffee with hazelnut creamer. What do you think? Should I explain where the title comes from?
Yeah, where did that name come from? I don't understand.
Well, there's the coffee and then there's the hazelnut creamer, which I've put in it. I combined those two names and hence the drink. It sits in front of me now.
I'm detecting a serious lack of alcohol in that drink recipe.
There may or may not be alcohol. My wife is going to come home, and if you remember from earlier podcasts, sometimes she'll give me a white trash beer just right in the middle of the podcast.
Yes,
but I don't know.
Will.
I don't know what kind of mood she's in. But we'll see. Maybe there'll be some alcohol. Maybe it'll just be this. This coffee. I'm sitting outside. You're going to hear a lot of background noises. I've got a big umbrella that's creaking back and forth in the wind. There's a yipping dog.
Sure.
I'm doing laundry, and I think you might even be able to hear the dryer in the background. Maybe not, but anyway.
You're good.
You're
all good. So let's talk about podcasts, Joe. This is our 10th podcast. Okay. So the subject tonight, the theme, the touchstone, if you will be podcasting. And our experiences, our triumphs, our, I was going to say tribulations, but we really have not had any tribulations. Every single...
I disagree.
Oh, excuse me? Please, expound.
I've felt humiliated. I've felt just at a loss. I've been faced with my own lack of skill. You know, when it comes to the craft of podcasting, I've just stared that right in the face.
Yeah.
and felt down about it as we recorded. So I feel, is that a tribulation? Maybe that's just, it's just me struggling, just realizing even after 10,000 podcasts that we can't learn how to do this. It's like a dog sitting in front of a chessboard and he's played 10,000 games. And guess what? He still sucks. He can't play chess. All he does is, like, every once in a while he lifts up a paw, knocks over like a quarter of the board. And the person that's playing him is like, why do I keep playing a dog?
That's a great analogy. Here's my take on it. This is the, there's probably a name for this. This is the mediocrity, champion. I don't know. I'll think of a name later when I'm not already as drunk as I am. I like to run. You may or may not know this. I really like to run. And I hear people sometimes talk about, well, I can run faster than that guy, or this guy's fast, or this guy's not fast. And it just cracks me up because these are rank amateurs that are talking. And the truth of the matter is, in running, running, there is only one person who runs fast, the fastest human being on the planet. That guy, it's a guy right now, it might be a girl sometime, that guy is the fastest runner. Everyone else isn't. And so there are two speeds in running. There is the fastest, and there's the rest of us. Now, in podcasting, it's a little bit more subjective, and it may be the case that it's hard to say who is the best podcaster in the world, although I can tell you who got the most downloads. I can tell you who is the most listened to, that kind of thing. And so there's that podcast, and then there's all the rest. We're in that group. And I know you listen to a lot of podcasts. You listen to more than one, Joe. So you're in the same group as all, potentially all of the podcasts you listen to, except for one of them, if it happens to be the quote-unquote best. So I don't know what you're talking about. Our podcast is as good as all of the others, except for that one.
Well, it's that would make me feel good if it wasn't total bullshit.
Don't make me laugh when I'm drinking a Caspio. I got Caspio on my nose.
I don't think we're the worst, but we're certainly, it's like, okay, there's two categories. There's the first, and then everybody else is second best, and that's a stretch, my friend. But well, hey, I was going to say, so you run.
Yeah.
And for some reason that made me think of Komodo dragons. Can I explain?
Yeah, expand.
Well, see, you look at a Komodo dragon. I don't know if you've come face to face with a Komodo dragon in the bush and then tried to decide what you needed to do for your own survival.
Only metaphorically.
Has that ever happened to you?
Only metaphorically.
Okay. And honestly, I don't know if they live in the bush. I'm not even sure what the bush means, but it seems like if you're going to run into a Komodo dragon, it might be in the bush. So if that is your situation, you might think, hey, it's a Komodo dragon. You know, they wibble wobble and they flibble flobble around. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to run straight. I'm going to turn around 180 degrees and run away from this fucking hideous beast. And it turns out that if you tried to do that, that Komodo dragon, it would wibble wobble and flibble and flibble flobble blobble at you, and no matter how fast you run, whether you're in the first category, which is the fastest human being in the world, or in the second category, which is all of the rest of us, that Komodo dragon will catch up with you and kill you. And you might say, well, it might not kill you. Yeah, it will. And the most disturbing thing about a Komodo dragon, a lot of people know this, but I'm going to bring it up. If it bites you, the level of disgusting bacteria that it has in its slime drool is fatal. It will, I don't know if it causes some sort of infection or if it's just like venom because it's so disgusting that it gets in your blood and just kills you like poison. But anyway, I'm digressing a little bit. I think if you were being chased by a Komodo dragon, you, Jason, would run faster than you've ever run before. And maybe you could break some sort of record. So I don't know if you're working on running faster and faster, but maybe a Komodo dragon is what you need.
I like this idea. Let me see if I can parse this, though, for you. I don't know if parse is the right word, but it's the word I'm going to use. And if anybody has a problem with that, please send an email to gofuckyourself@gmail.com. So in order for me to run faster, you're suggesting that I hire a Komodo dragon to fill his mouth full of poison and then chase me, and that will make me run fast. Now, I happen to know for a fact that I am genetically incapable of running faster than the fastest human being on the planet. I furthermore said that there are only two speeds, the fastest and the rest of us. So what you're suggesting is I pay a Komodo dragon, like some sort of poisonous running chase me prostitute, to make me run as fast as I'm already running, considering the fact that I will only ever be running slower than the fastest human being on the planet. Now, as ideas go, Joe, I'm not saying this was worse than the one where you suggested that we wake up in the morning, put on our masturbation socks, and see what happens, but it's pretty darn close.
Well, look, you're not going to have to pay the Komodo dragon.
Put our socks on our feet. I should have made that a little more clear. When I write these jokes in advance, I don't write them all out, and then I forget that people will misinterpret them. So I'm going to back up and say, that's a pretty good idea, Joe. I'm going to hire a Komodo dragon to chase me to see if I run faster. I'm not trying to run faster. I just want to run longer, because the more time I spend running, that's less time I spend at home, you know, being at home.
Well, if we're talking about marathon type of stuff, I've got an idea. Well, really, one of the only reasons why is I would just like to see, and maybe your wife could get footage of this, I'd just like to see you running away from a Komodo dragon. And if we want to really make it last longer, I think that what I'll do is I'll be hiding in the bush, and I will have a rifle, and I will I'll shoot that Komodo dragon in one of its limbs, just to slow it down a little bit.
Okay.
But it's going to want to get you, so it'll keep going. We'll just see how long it can make you run. Of course, I would like for your wife to have that all on video. If I had that, that's it. That's all the comedy I need, I think, for the rest of my life.
You'd feel it's, better
because,
about
by the way, they run. This is the funny thing. I'm just trying to create comedy, comical imagery.
Yeah.
And have you ever seen a Komodo dragon run?
I have.
Oh, they can run fast, but boy, do they look fucking stupid.
They do. And I think we've come around full circle in as much as we haven't. When I say that, as stupid as they look, they still get the job done, right? I mean, you're not going to go up to a Komodo dragon and say, hey, Komo, listen, the speed thing, babe, you got that down, but we need to work on your style. Because the Komodo dragon is going to be like, I chase shit, I bite it, it dies, I eat it. I think I'm fine. I don't need your style, right? And I'm the same way. It's like people say, well, you could run faster. And I say, yeah, I could stick my thumb up my butt, but it achieves the same purpose. Nothing. However, in as much as I'm able to get out of the house for a period of time, and that means I'm not doing laundry or dishes or taxes or, you know, paying attention to my kid or my wife, I'm happy. So, in fact, running slower means I'm out there longer. So maybe I shouldn't run faster. Maybe I shouldn't stick my thumb up my butt. Maybe I should stick my thumb up my butt. I think instead of talking about podcasting, Joe, today, we should just talk about sticking thumbs up butts, because I haven't gotten a tweet from the guy who listened to our last podcast where he said we were talking like children, and I want that back. So I'm going to talk about sticking my thumb up my butt, because that will incense him.
When I realized that we probably wouldn't have a theme today, that in my mind became my theme, and I was like, this is going to be some random shit for episode 10,000.
Because
and
we've
I think
never
with,
been random.
Look, already we've covered Komodo dragons in connection with running and how it might improve your time as a runner. And somehow you mixed in masturbation socks, and then there was the image of you, like, trying to just speak to a Komodo dragon, which I thought was really funny. Just you talking to a Komodo dragon about what, you know, about the situation at hand. And then I want you to know the image, and then I was like, what if the Komodo dragon spoke back? And I, it's, you know what? I just want to say, everybody, masturbation socks, whether you wear them on your hands or your feet or your genitals, masturbation socks, whatever they're for, and you just use your imagination. But one thing they're not for, and they will not save you, they are not good for protecting you against the Komodo dragon that is hot on your heels. And okay. A Komodo dragon might tell you, and very eloquently, he might be like, look, those masturbation socks are not going to save you, because if I want to take a bite out of you, neither your hand nor your foot nor your cock will be safe from the bacteria that is in my slime drool, and you're going to fucking die. So run the other direction as fast as you can. Be filmed by your wife, and maybe I'll get shot by Joe, who is hiding in the bush. That is your only chance.
So you made me think of two things. So I don't know why this is funny to me. Maybe it's because I finished my Caspio and I'm deep into the sake now. But I just imagine somebody going up to a guy and saying, oh, shit, dude, there's a Komodo dragon in the house. There is? Yeah. And you hear all kinds of crashing and rumbling, and it's like, oh, fuck, what do we do? Oh, you know what? I heard that if you put your masturbation socks on your feet that make you run faster, and you get away from the Komodo dragon. The guy's like, what, seriously? Yeah, seriously, you should do that. So he puts the socks on his feet, and the Komodo dragon chases him down and bites him on the ass, and he falls down, and he's got, like, septus, and he's dying. And then Ashton Kutcher walks up and goes, ah, you've been punked, fucker! Ha-ha! Masturbation socks don't help nobody. Stupid. And then,
no. See,
as the credits roll,
what they're for.
As the credits roll, it says Komodo dragons were harmed in the filming of this show. It doesn't say not harmed. It says harmed, and it just rolls by like right. Maybe no one will notice. I don't know why.
Because
that's
nobody
funny
really minds, do they? If a Komodo dragon gets harmed, anyway. Yeah, there's probably a lot of people that do. I don't want this. Was all in the name of comedy. I don't want you to get hurt by a Komodo dragon. I don't want to shoot a Komodo dragon. Komodo dragon is not interested in masturbation socks. Let's change the subject.
All right, let's change the subject. Maybe we can move on to some of our regular staples. We're not at the 30-minute mark, but we've got a couple ads that we need to run to pay for the show. The shows don't pay for themselves. You have an ad. The guys at Larco sent me some stuff they want me to read. So I think I went first last week. Do you want to go first this week, or how do you want to do this, Mr. Joseph Neal?
Yeah, we'll just take turns. I can never remember, but it's, you know. Of whoever's turn it is, I'm good to go. I had a couple of things to say though about this ad this week.
I find it hard to believe that you can't remember, because you listen to the show, don't you? I mean,
yeah, but those aren't the things that I'm kind of taking note of. What's coming first, or the order of operations, oftentimes is lost. I'm just sitting there listening to my own voice and kind of batting my eyelashes in love with myself. But actually half the time I think it stinks on ice, but you do a good job.
Hey,
so
Joe. Yeah. Joe. Mm-hmm. I'm going to blow sunshine up your butt for this 10th episode and then no more. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, take it all now. You are the only reason I podcast. You are the only reason I podcast. You, Y-O-U, not E-W-E. This is not a sheep thing. This is a Y-O-U. Joe, you're the only reason I podcast. Okay.
Let's see, well, that's sweet. You know what, though? The last time somebody said take it all now, it was the last time a man told me that, I was in prison. So somehow, I just wish you wouldn't have said it. I need to scrub these memories from my head. Let me talk about the ad, if sure. I may.
Do you want me to do your ad intro, or do you want to talk about?
Oh no, that's here. I'll tell you this. This will be really simple. So this time, I've never done two ads, like, you know, do an ad one show and then do another ad from the same company the next show.
Okay.
It's usually a different company or a different product every show. The fact is, this time, the ad that I did last time. Was Gibson SG, and you know, spoiler alert, the ad this time will also be for a Gibson SG guitar. But I think what I'd like you to do is, now the ads are for the same product, but the ads will be markedly different, and I think for contrast, just to let everybody know how different these two ads are going to be, I'd like to once again just play the ad from last week. That would be clip one.
Okay, let me turn off the music. Let me put on the clip one. All right, here we go.
Buy Gibson SG. Okay, now
I laughed. So that I laughed was, today, that was last... and the clip you had me laughing in the clip.
Yeah, that's my cheap like laugh track trick where people think that we're laughing again, but it was just us laughing the first time. Anyway, for a direct contrast, let's have this week's ad. And we don't need an intro or an outro. Just hit the Gibson SG ad for this week.
Okay.
Are you tired of and hungry for a little more? Then go out and buy the new Gibson SG Special 2017 HB Solid Body Electric Guitar. This balls-out machine lets you pick up the sound, feel, and style of a vintage 1970s SG. It's an axe that lets you rock a face-melting guitar solo with the greatest of ease. It's like fucking... With a slew of modern performance-focused features, the SG Special's Model 70 neck profile combines with the wider soloist neck width for a balance of old-school Gibson feel and modern playability. Panties will drop and breasts will be bared as you... You'll come in your shorts when you realize that the built-in G-Force automated tuning system basically tunes the fucking guitar for you. The FaceMelt G-Force Auto System makes it easy to experiment with the alternate tunings and allows for ultra-fast tune-ups between songs. No more... and embarrassing... Melt the faces off the skulls of your family and friends with the patented Plec Pro Mega Facial Angus Fiber Hendrix Turbo Ravon Dick Hardening Poly Ejaculate Technology. Ensuring precise intonation, stuck pig-like squealing, and fret fingerboard crawling like a spider on meth. And thanks to a pair of mini humbuckers, your Gibson SG Special 2017 HP delivers enough output to drive any amp and to drive any woman crazy for your throbbing Eric Johnson. Put an end to the goddamn... and get with the face melting... Gibson SG... It's like fucking... Okay.
Oh, that was worth the wait. That was worth the wait.
Markedly different, wouldn't you say?
A little bit.
I think the first ad was lackluster. That copy, I was like, that's all you got. The second copy was, I don't know, it was involved.
Oh, that's good stuff right there. Let's see. I guess I could do my ad now. it's going to be a little anticlimactic, I think, but whatevs.
What, it doesn't have face-melting guitar in it?
It doesn't. I was going to say something, but that something was going to be not true, because it doesn't. let me get the copy here. There it is. And I'm proud of this one, because this was my idea. I was talking to the boys at Larco. I have lunch with them sometimes, and I was talking to them, and I gave them this idea, and they loved it. And they ran with it. And they came back and they said, okay, we want you to do an ad for it. And I was like, oh, can I write the ad too? And they laughed. I'm like, no, you can't write the ad. I was like, okay, fine. So they sent this over. So let me see if I can do this, because apparently it involves more than just copy. There's sound effects. Oh, shit. Okay. All right. I'm going to apologize in advance if I screw this up. All right. Here we go. And y'all can keep the change. Are you kind of a badass? Go on, admit it. You're kind of a badass. You're a take-no-crap-sum ninja, and when you talk, people listen. Or at least they better, if they know what's good for them. And if they don't know what's good for them, you're about to tell them. And they'll know what you told them, because you're about to drop the microphone. And let's face it, there's a lot of folks out in the world who need telling. Lots. You might need to drop the mic 4 times in a day, or 7, or 17. And what, you gonna bend over and pick up your own mic like a little ninja? What are you, Jane Fonda with the Pilates? Oh, hell no. What you need is bag of microphones from Larco. Walk around with a bag of microphones on your shoulder and let people know they've been told all day long. Use it at the grocery store. And y'all can keep the change at your favorite restaurant. Here's a tip. Your soup sucks. At the post office. I don't care if she ain't dead yet. Liza Minnelli needs to be on stamps. Use it in church. Hallowed be my name too, Mother Ninja. At the library after toddler reading hour. Well, that's what you get for putting socks on a fox. Or at the funeral home. Goodbye and good luck finding AC where you're going, Grandma. Bag of Microphones is available online and comes in classic black, high bounce, electro feedback, and Ariana Grande. You can order these here, sack of mics, right now, and if you use our code at checkout, JVC, they'll send you absolutely free a bundle of mic stands to kick over time and time again. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. Listen, ninjas, you got something to say? Say it. Don't take no crap. Speak your piece and exit stage left with Bag of Microphones.
Yeah, bag of mics. Just
bag of mics.
Accentuates anything that you have to say.
Anything.
It doesn't matter.
Just
doesn't matter. Everything becomes more powerful.
That's right. Use them everywhere. Alrighty, so we've done that. Now, I'm looking here in this Dropbox, Joe. Jesus Christ. The amount of effort I put into such horrendous crap, it's astonishing. It really is. Anyway, I'm looking at the Dropbox, and I don't see a argument for cancellation. Are we not going to argue to cancel the show anymore?
Oh, yeah, we will. It'll be super easy. It's for you, it's going to be, as the engineer, it's going to be a real easy task. Though I have to say, I have quite a bit of a setup for it. Really, the argument for cancellation is, I think, the best one ever.
Is it okay?
And when we're done with it, it might actually work this time.
It might.
Episode 10,000 will be our last one, but we can hold off. How are we doing?
How are we doing on time?
We got some time. Yeah.
We got lots of time. We've been only at this for 34 minutes. Did you listen? So, okay, Joe likes to listen to the show. Jason doesn't. Mm-hmm. Last week, Joe unfortunately got disconnected while Jason was listening to the argument for cancellation. And so Joe did not hear Jason having 3 or 4 strokes. He was laughing so goddamn hard at the argument. Did you then go back and listen to the show? Did you hear my reaction? I mean, if you're telling me this week's is going to top last week's, dude, I need to go get like oxygen and one of those clear bzz, pop things, because I'm not going to survive.
Oh, just wait and see. It's okay. This is it. It's the ultimate. And I did get to hear that. My favorite part of last week is you were talking, and you didn't realize that I was no longer there. And then it sounded like the phone ringing, and then you answering, and it sounded like me like picking up a flip phone in a fucking stairwell. Like, hello, what happened? And it was good. I enjoyed it. Anyway, if anyone wants to hear that moment of comedy gold, then listen to the last episode.
Go to justbecousins.net and or subscribe to the podcast, however you are able to do those things. All two listeners who already listen, you already know. But this is apparently in podcast land. This is tell a friend about a podcast month or something. And you're supposed to use the hashtag tripod and TRY. And yeah, so do that.
You're not kidding.
No, it's a, you're not kidding. A thing. Yeah.
All right, we'll see. Do we still have a listener?
Or I don't
two?
Know.
Do we have two?
Anyway. Maybe. Barely. I don't know if I listen to podcasts, but basically I listen to two podcasting networks. I listen to, it's kind of two and a half. I listen to Frog Pants Studios and an offshoot called A-Move TV. And then also I listen to a podcasting network called Radiotopia. And there's a couple other podcasts that trickle in every now and again, here and there. And I haven't heard the Frog Pants or the A-Move people talk about Tripod, but the Radiotopia people are. And I'm a little bit ashamed to even say Radiotopia, even though I've said it like four times now, because it's almost like I'm trying to associate myself with them in as much as, like, I don't know, what would be an equivalent thing, like to go up to somebody and say, yeah, I just got done practicing guitar, and it reminded me of how much I love Nirvana. And you're like, don't even pretend that you're in the same... If what they do is music, what you do is washing dishes poorly. That's as close as... So for me to say that, you know, hey, we do a podcast, and so do the people at Radiotopia. That's like, you know, me saying, they do a podcast, and what I do is scratch my balls, but only secretly. That's as close
as... Let me ask you, do you feel influenced in what you do on our podcast? Do you feel influenced by any of these podcast networks? Are you inspired? Do you bring kind of what you've learned about the craft into what we do here from these other podcasts?
If you're asking me if I steal their ideas, yes. Yes, okay. I do.
Aha. Now, see, that's the thing. When people try to associate themselves with their influences, I do feel like there's a motive there where it's like, if I list my influences, that somehow associates me with that and makes me seem like a better, you know, musician or artist or whatever. And, hold on a second. Oh, Steve.
Content.
Anyway, content, yes. anyway, so yeah, that it's foolish. It's like, oh, you play guitar? Yeah, my influence.
God bless you, Joe.
My influences are Radiohead, and you know, you might think that person's like, oh, it's maybe their artistry is comparable to Radiohead. What people are thinking when they hear stuff like that is like, oh my God. No.
Exactly.
This person is bastardizing Radiohead and might even somehow reduce my ability to, if I ever heard their music, I would then like Radiohead less. So, and is this where we're at? You're trying to associate yourself with these other people.
I'm not.
Now,
that's my point. I am
you're
not.
Reducing the quality of what they're doing. That's what's happening.
I am reducing their quality, but I'm not trying to associate myself with them. In no way, shape, or form. I need to be completely frank and honest and, like, not funny for a second. I apologize, listener, if that's what's happening. But, no, I am not associating myself with them. I kind of thought that, you know, this is the 10th podcast. We could talk about podcasting. And we could talk about the podcast that we like. But I kind of shied away from that, even though I mentioned a few of them, just because, again, just like you put it perfectly, I don't want to degrade them by associating myself with them. It wouldn't be unlike, okay, first episode we talked about Katy Perry, and we talked about all the things that I would do with her, not to her, but with her, if I had her permission and the written permission of my wife, right? But you know as well as I do that in a perfect world, I wouldn't even dream of those things because that would make Katy Perry not the goddess, you know, and I mean goddess in a kind of a, in an abstract sense, not in a worshipful sex, I said sex, but I mean sense, not in a worshipful sense, but in an abstract sense, because she is, you know, otherworldly, because she's not in my world, right? She's otherworldly because she's not in my world, and so I don't want her to be in my world. My world has, like, babies with poopy diapers, and running with a cramp in my leg, and really bad sake, and a shitty podcast that I do with my very awesomely genius cousin. He's my one shining light of grace and hope. And to bring Katy Perry into that, I'm pretty sure that Joe would just steal her, not on purpose, just by accidentally by being, you know, a light of hope. So
I just think you should stop talking about Katy Perry because you're making her less attractive.
I am. You're exactly right. I am. You're true.
By associating yourself with her again and again, like that's. Come
every,
on.
Every
she
time
was
I say
about,
her name.
Like 2 minutes ago.
Yeah. We may have hit on a kind of a deep psychological truth about why men, I'm not going to say people, I'm going to say men, hate the women that they, you know, propose to think that they like. Like, no, this is getting too deep. When we go off air, Joe, I'll talk about this. This is not fit for a goofy ass podcast where we talk about funny stuff.
You're saying when, but just to clarify for me, I'm super curious about what you're trying to put forth here. If a guy, if I were to say, you know what, it's Kate Mara is just super hot. What you're saying is, I'm actually deep down, I have some sort of resentment against Kate Mara. I don't like her as much as I resent her, and for some reason, by bringing it up, I'm expressing that.
No,
am I getting there?
Not quite. More, I was getting to the edge of like, there's a porn star named Brie Olsen, and she's retired, and she was lamenting on social media her inability to get a regular job because she has been associated with, you know, being a porn star. And you know, push comes to shove, no pun intended, nothing that she did on screen means that she's an amoral person. I mean, if she showed up my door and said, I want to be your kid's nanny, I'd say, well, let me see your qualifications and your experience. I don't care that she did porn. I am not afraid that she would bring some kind of, you know, overly sexualized sensibility to the care of my child because I think she's a human being. That's me. But a lot of people were getting on social media saying, well, you're a whore. You should have thought of all of the troubles you were going to have when you were fucking all those guys. And I'm thinking, the only reason you know that she was fucking all those guys is because you watched her doing porn. You watched it.
Right.
Why do you get to say you watched it? Why do you get to say you even enjoyed it and filled up one of your socks and then degrade her? I think it's because you have this sort of, you being the guy who's like saying all this stuff, has this sort of this love affair with the I don't know what I'm talking about. I really
just
this is
look,
why
you got a bag of mics, right? Just drop that mic.
I need to drop this mic right now. I just
Now you were talking about if this woman Brie Olsen, if she, you know, you're looking for a nanny, she showed you her qualifications. Now you might not want to hire her as a nanny if she said, oh, my qualifications, and then she showed you footage of her, like, going harmonica style on a 9-inch fucking ding-dong, then you might be like, that's not qualifications for it's at that point, you'd be like, look, you're not nanny material. Why would you even include this footage as some sort of qualification for this job? Like,
okay,
if
she told me the reason why I'm showing you this is because it shows that I'm a hard worker, that I'm dedicated to my craft, and that I practice, I would say I appreciate. I'm being honest here. This isn't funny anymore. This is no longer a good podcast. But fuck it, I'm just gonna say it. I would say in this stupid fucking fantasy where goddamn Brie Olsen shows up my door wanting to name my kid, I would say I appreciate that you are making this effort and that you're being honest mm-hmm. and showing me this stuff. These skills are not applicable to what I need. This work, this hard work that you put into it is, unfortunately, it's not enough, Miss Olson. But here's what I'm telling you, Joe. I'm not going to say, and the fact you fucked guys is why I'm not hiring you. That has nothing to do with it, because I can't, it's too hypocritical to say you watched somebody and enjoyed what they did, but now you're going to judge them for it as being subhuman. That's just bullshit. And I feel like these guys who walk around saying, Katy Perry, she's this and that and this and that, and they know that just by associating themselves with her, it degrades her. They like that it degrades her. They want her to be degraded, because as more and more that she is degraded in their mind, then they're justified in this hypocritical judgment of her. Or Kate Mara, or Brie Olson, or...
And it's also, okay, look, that person's never going to have Katy Perry. I mean, so you're never going to have Katy Perry.
Right.
And so, you know, that's it. If that's why a man might degrade a woman. It's sour grapes.
Well, that's definitely a huge part of it. Absolutely. It's because... I'm never going to be the fastest runner who ever lived. So if I can say that the fastest runner is a piece of crap because he, I don't know, likes listening to Godsmack, then that somehow makes him less of a person and no longer the thing that represents the best of what I enjoy doing. Joke's on that jerk who calls a guy a bad person for liking Godsmack, because Godsmack's, they're kind of awesome. So I don't even know why I brought it up.
Well, it's the, again, fastest runner in the world. Let's send a Komodo dragon after him, and maybe we can break the world record for land speed as a human being. Just let's send a Komodo dragon after him. Talking about podcasts, of course, we digressed heavily there, but I kind of like that we were talking about podcasts. Is there a running podcast, and how fucking boring is that show?
Do you mean like a podcast where the guy's podcasting while running?
That's super boring, but I'm just talking about I bet there's
okay,
several.
So coming up on 15th, and this is where I take a left. I just a traffic light, thank God. Okay.
That's a terrible podcast. But there's probably hundreds of podcasts where about like, hey, this is the running podcast where we talk about running. And today I've got another runner, because we don't talk to people that don't run all the time. Now, what do you think about running? And so the person's like, well, I ran this morning. Like, yeah, so did I. Okay, and that's all we have to say. That's what I imagine. You're a runner. There's probably a lot to say about it. But
see,
goddamn,
everything that came out of your mouth for the last
it.
10 seconds, Joe, was me going, I'd listen to that. That sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, see, you're a runner. That would be great. There's an audience for that.
I think you hit something there. I like this idea. So I've been struggling with this idea of what an is, or if you are a runner or a writer or a music maker, you know, at what point do you become the right? And I used to say that it's when people need to deal with that fact of you. Like, when I go on vacation, it's understood that I'm going to go running and you need to deal with that. I'm not going to get up at 5 in the morning to go see the ruins of Chichen Itza. I'll get up at 4 in the morning and go for a run first and then go with you, but I'm not going to – you have to deal with running. But I like your definition better, which is if there was a podcast about it, you would listen to it, then you're that. If there's a podcast –
then you can add that ER – you can add that ER to the end of whatever that word is.
So go up to somebody and say, hey, did you hear? There's a podcast about – which socks make for the best masturbation? And someone's like, oh, I would listen to that. It's like, yeah, well, then you're a masturbator.
Masturbator. Or is there a donkey jacker offerer? Donkey jacker offer. That's two ERs. You don't deserve two ERs, do you?
If there's a donkey jacker off podcast, and that's something you would like to listen to, then yes, you're a donkey jacker offerer.
Well, enough about donkey jacker offering. It's podcasts. Us. See, now I'm having a stroke. The last three episodes, you had strokes that were really funny. When I listened back to the podcast, I was like, there he is, he's having a stroke. It was really funny. Finally, I'm having one. Look, podcasts like ours are not good.
See? Well, no,
and that's why.
There you go, Joe. What is a person who listens to our podcast? What's their I guess they're just a self-hater.
they're doing us a favor.
You know what you are? You're doing a Jason and Joe a favor-er. No,
yeah,
I'm not. Yes, you are. People need to deal with it because that's what you do. Who? Ian Sane and my friend the biker. Those are our two.
And me, so that's three.
And you.
And that's more than we've ever had.
That's three. That's basically infinity. Look, there's infinity and there's every other number. So basically what you're saying is we have a million listeners because we don't have an infinite number of listeners, so we must have some other number. Might as well be a million. I mean, the difference between three and a million is less than the difference between, say, a billion and infinity. So why not say a million? That's logic.
Oh, my God. You've blown my mind. I'm going to try and bring this back, just collect my brains, put them back into my head, and say one more thing. And maybe you know the answer to this. Does Disney have a podcast? Is there a Disney cast?
Oh, probably. You know,
Joe, Mickey Mouse cast?
Something I just realized is that being drunk is a condition where you can no longer make the rational decision to not drink anymore. And that's where I am. Because I had too much alcohol already, and I just opened a beer and drank it, despite the fact that I probably shouldn't. Are we going to talk about Disney? Are we going to talk about the next?
Well, I wanted to say one thing. I'm sure that Disney has a podcast, and I would like to – actually, I have a lot to say about Disney. I went on a road trip. Maybe next week we can talk a little bit about my road trip. There's some interesting things. Well, we ended off with a trip to Disneyland, and I have a lot to say about that.
Did you take the dog?
But not to Disneyland, but to everywhere else. There were dogs at Disneyland. There was Goofy and Pluto.
But did your dog poop?
Oh, yes. My dog shit. Yes.
On Highway 1?
Yeah, he did. He shit outside of a Carl's Jr. Actually, the first Carl's Jr., I was really, really trying to get him to take a shit. He was a bad dog. He would not shit for me. And I knew that he needed a shit. He had shit in a long time. And I was standing out in front of the Carl's Jr. on this little kind of green belt, just a little bit of grass, right in front of where people order at the drive-thru. And I was hollering at my dog to take a shit. And people were trying to order their hamburgers, and I was interrupting them as I all but begged my dog to please shit in front of these people that are about to eat. He didn't shit
Welcome
at that
to Carl's
Jr.
Can I take your order, please? Yeah, I'd like I'd like the Carl's Mac. Just shit. Sorry, I'd like the Carl's Big with it. Just you fucking dog shit. If I was a good engineer, Joe, I'd be able to do audio versions of this. Just cracks me up.
Well, something bizarre happened, and I would have been happy if my dog finally would have taken a shit, and I would have waved, probably about 6 feet away from the person with their window down who's trying to order a burger. I would have waved at them happily if my dog were taking a shit. But he wasn't taking a shit, so I was distracted by screaming at him to shit. Anyway, he did take
a
shit about 30 miles later, and the weird thing is...
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Were you trying to?
No, I was not. Go ahead.
To chime in here, he did take a shit, and and it was on Highway 1 at the next Carl's Jr. My dog finally took a shit, and So we can get into this next time. My thing about Disney is I just want to posit, if Disney has a podcast, then just like every other product and every other form of entertainment and even the theme park, everything about Disneyland, it is somehow tuned in to your emotions and manipulating your emotions. It's almost creepy. It's almost like the Manchurian Candidate. Like the Disney will tune in to your childhood dreams, flip some switch. It can make you cry, make you laugh. I realized that before at Disneyland or watching a Disney movie while in tears or just kind of overwhelmed with emotion while, you know, watching a parade at Disneyland or something. Yeah. I bet the podcast is the same way, that if I tuned into the podcast, if they wanted me to, they'd be like, and now Joe will cry. And then I would start weeping. I wouldn't understand the mechanism behind it. I wouldn't know what they're doing. But goddamn it, they're good at it. They can do it. We're gonna go into that a little bit more because I've had several disturbing experiences. In retrospect, it was disturbing. At the time, it was magical because it's fucking Disney. One of these experiences was with your father. He was at Disneyland with me.
Okay, and, stop. I need to make my joke. You're talking about my dad, now you're about to ruin it. You see, everything you said I was going to say reminds me of my second girlfriend. And to me, that's funny, and to no one else it is. But then you brought up my dad. And if I make the joke now, then it's just really weird. And the thing that's really fucked up about this, my dad is influential on... Okay, what were we talking about? My second girlfriend.
He's influential, yes. And so is Disney. In
Did you go to
every
Disneyland with
effort.
My dad? Your uncle?
What?
You're talking my dad?
Yeah, dude. I went to Disneyland with your dad.
Yes. I didn't even go to Disneyland with my dad. Wait, yes, I did. In seventh grade. Never mind. Go ahead.
Sure you did. Oh, man. I would feel sorely disappointed in your father.
Okay, tell you what.
I went to Disneyland with your dad, and he never took you to fucking Disneyland.
He took me to Disneyland.
Mickey Mouse would slap him across the face if that were the...
Let me just... Cards on the table. Not only did my dad take me to Disneyland, when my dad took me to Disneyland, he bought me a hat with my name on it. And when I was in junior high, a girl stole that hat. And you know what, Joseph? That same girl, by coincidence, had nothing to do with the hat, took my virginity when we were in high school.
Wow.
And that's got nothing to do with my dad.
That was all
it does have something to do with my
by
dad.
Design.
You know why?
Disney planned that.
Because
it was an emotional experience designed by the Disney Imagineers.
It's true, because then, this is the truth, when I turned 21 years old, my dad called that girl, and she was a woman, and she wasn't my girlfriend at the time anymore. He called her and said, I'm going to fly to the city where you both live, and my son's turned 21. Can you hire a stripper for him? My dad, Joe, listen to me. My dad called my ex-girlfriend who stole my virginity and my Disneyland hat and asked her to hire a stripper for my 21st birthday. That's fucked up, man. That is seriously fucked up.
Oh my god. It was all Mickey's idea. What do you think? Did you enjoy that?
I didn't say she was crazy. I said she was fucking goofy.
Oh, hey, that's an old school joke.
That's an old school joke.
Wow, that's a good one.
Hey, are we gonna do arguments for cancellation? Because we're 2 minutes out overdue now. This is gonna be our longest podcast ever. This is number 10. We're taking it to 11.
Yeah. Well, here, this will be surprisingly brief. But let me the arguments for cancellation this week. And I don't need an intro or anything. And I'll explain.
Too bad. You get one.
Now, I don't need that.
Too bad.
No.
Are you the engineer, Joe?
No, you have to stop. You have to stop it.
All right.
Damn it, what are you doing? Oh, my God. Please, it's very important that I introduce this because...
I'm so
get a hold of yourself. Okay. Here's the thing. You've told me before, okay, you put a whole lot of time into these montages for arguments for cancellation. Now, let
I
me tell
you,
this argument for cancellation...
You did it. I didn't. You did it.
Right. Well, anyway, this argument for cancellation, arguably, I probably put about 20 to 25 hours into this argument for
Jesus
cancellation.
Jesus ninja Christ, did you really?
Yes, and I... Arguably, you put in maybe about 8 or 9 hours of work into this.
Shut the front door.
And it is, I will tell you now, it is the best argument for cancellation ever. Hit it. Clip two.
If I was only that quick. Here we go.
Sometimes that is better.
Okay, I see what you want me to not do. The other one.
Welcome to another edition of ABC's Argument. Just Be Cousins podcast episodes 1 through 9.
I think you just fucking convinced me.
Sometimes dead is better.
Dead is better. Yeah.
Nailed it.
That was that was for episode 10, and I think it was the best one. It is
right.
The most compelling argument.
I put
a lot of time into that. Being the first
at
9 episodes,
at least 9 hours, if not more. You are correct,
right,
sir.
Yeah. Well, I think that does it. How are you feeling? Have you had a few drinks? You feeling loose?
Loose. I'm feeling loose. No, I'm feeling like. I'm not going to say, because I respect the women who work in that industry. I genuinely do. So I'm not going to say how I feel, but I feel good.
Well, hey, quick recap. Podcasts, running, masturbation socks, Komodo dragons, Gibson SG, the evil of Disney. am I missing anything?
God damn it, Joe. I wish you would... told me you were going to say that, because I would have taken dictation, because now I know what to type on the website when I post this, but I'm not going to remember what you said. I'm going to try, though.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to spell. It's really hard to spell that out.
This,
so don't name the podcast
that. Yeah.
That's next week.
Oh, boy. Goodness gracious me. All right. Should we end this then?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
That'll be that, I guess.
After we hear a fucking Google Home ad, because I can't play a song on YouTube without ads.
Wait, this is important. Come on. Well, maybe we want to hear this, no?
Okay. No, we don't. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to me get drunk and Joe be funny on this, our 10th and best episode ever of I Get Just Because. Anything you want to say before we go, Joe?
Nah, I'm fresh out.
All right, everybody. Please drive carefully, tie your shoelaces, and go kiss your fucking kids on the fucking face. Peace out.
Pearls and Tampa!